This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Yeah, it's the only, probably the only sanity going on right now. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, texting, tweeting. I just can't believe what's happening. And, you know, these people that are blaming Trump, they really need to have their stuff checked. So, Kimberly Moran, I'm sure she'll have a lot to say about that when she comes on a little bit with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, get involved in more ways than one. Just don't just listen to the show. Don't just listen to me and think that everything I say is gospel truth. Check it out on your own. I want you to, again, when you listen to a commentator, when you read something, remember, what was it? Only believe half of what you hear and nothing of what you see, or something along those lines. It's the same thing today. It's not that much different, and the interweb makes it even harder to decipher what's truth and what's not. So you got to kind of beat your brains out a little bit to figure out. I know, not really what everybody wants to do. You know, again, you got to get your information. I've got so much stuff coming at me, it's unreal. First of all, do I believe that this whole thing, these riots across the country, yeah, they're not protests. Now, there are, don't get me wrong, there are protests going along right now. And it's really cool. Peaceful, I should say. Peaceful protests where I see people with signs walking through major cities. You know, I heard the Detroit police chief say, we're not putting up with it. You can have a peaceful protest, and you should. It's a good thing to do, but we're not putting up with this. You start to get violent, you start coming in here from out of state, and there's a lot of police chiefs are saying that. If you're coming out of here from somewhere else, you're going to have a problem. See, I'm going to talk later on with Sonia Schmidt. She's going to join us on the show. And I don't believe for a minute that the black folks that you see in those pictures, the black folks that you see in the riots, the majority, I'll put it that way, because there's always a jerk or two in the crowd, are from those neighborhoods that they're burning down. I don't buy it. I said it last week. You're not going to look a man or a woman in the face whose store may or may not have kept food on the table for your family because they're a little neighborhood store. And they get it. And they know what it's like to push through. There were a lot of stores in little neighborhoods in inner cities like that. Your mom or your dad ran up a tab in the place. And it wasn't just for cigarettes either. It was for food. Usually for bread, milk, things that you could get at a corner store quickly. Right? And I haven't decided whether I'm going to play it yet or not. I've got a bunch of videos of store owners, local store owners, perplexed at why they would do this to them. Him, them, them, and whatever. And it is out of control. And it is wrong. These people were there with you from day one. Okay? These people in these neighborhoods, these black owned. And you know what? I even hate saying that. Yeah, that's something you can say because you're not black. Well, no, that's not it at all. I've listened to so many black leaders over the last few days say the same thing. It shouldn't have anything to do with skin color. We're finding out more and more about the police officer. Right? I mean, seriously, when you think about it, think about what he did, how nonchalant it was. There was no worry or expression of anything on that cop's face. And my understanding now is that he had problems in the past. Lots of problems. Not one or two, but lots of problems. Seriously. And we'll go even a little further with it. Amy Klobuchar, she was deeply involved in this. Nobody's going to put the finger on her, right? Because she's a woman. By the way, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening. After these riots, you know, just killed. Think about something. They've not just killed white folks. Right? They've been killing blacks. We have people, the blacks have been beaten almost to death within a half inch of their lives. Black store or black-owned stores have been burned, looted, robbed. It's just amazing. Mayor de Blasio, he blames President Trump for all the violence and the riots. Has nothing to do with de Blasio. It's nothing to do with what he allows to happen. He has told the police to stand back, stand down, let some of this happen. As have many other Democrat mayors. Yeah, they're going to burn off some steam. The insurance companies can afford it, and these big companies, not a problem. Except when they don't come back to your city, and they don't open their store again in your city, and then you have more people out of work in your city. The President of the United States helped create the sentence for yet, because Oblamo did nothing. Right? Since President Trump has become president, this is this nut job who runs New York, de Blasio. Since the president has become president, race tensions have raised. That's funny, because exactly what they said with Obama. Not them, obviously. But universities that did studies saw race relations take a nosedive under Oblamo. Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on, but you know what? It's Monday. You know what Monday means, right? Kimberly Marin joins us. And just to try to get the week started, kicked off, maybe discuss some of the stories from the weekend that nobody is really talking about. But I think everybody's talking about the right. They're talking about protests. We're talking about riots, right, Kimberly?
That would be correct.
That's amazing to me. Totally amazing to me that the news sources other than Fox are still calling these protests. Because I don't know what protest entitles you to ransack. I mean, nothing says let's honor this man's death like stealing a 60-inch TV from Target, right?
Yeah, no, that's looting. We see that, rioting, looting. We've seen that before. This is a whole new level, especially since it was uncalled for. The protests were really uncalled for in how they escalated because 99.9% of the country agrees that that was police brutality, okay. And it's wrong, and the police officer should be held accountable. And that kind of crap has to end. I don't care what color you are, because police brutality happens to white people, too. In that same district, a black cop shot a white woman who called the cops because she was heard something, someone being assaulted in the alley behind her house. She came out running to the car to tell the cops, and he shot her. Took him 8 months to get arrested. I didn't see any protests for her.
Yeah. Well, you didn't see any white folks.
This has got to stop.
Breaking down storefronts. Yes, you're right.
The media and Democrats and the left like to claim there's this huge injustice in this country. But let me tell you something. More white people than black people are killed every year by cops. There's police brutality all the time against white people as well as black people. It's not because they're racist. I'm sure in some cases it is. It's because they have a power trip. Those are the cops that need to go.
Well, I said when it first started, I said the same thing. When it first started, I said, Lincoln, does it have to be a race thing, or can this cop just be a majorly gay hole? Because he's been in trouble before.
The guy's married to an Asian woman, so, I kind of thinking that, you know?
Well.
I think this guy has, like, 18 marks on his record. I would guarantee you that there are a variety of people, with a variety of skin color people, of him, his abuse.
I think he was just a jerk. I think he was just a major league power hungry jerk.
He's a piece of crap.
You know?
Yeah. He's a total piece of crap. Those people exist. They exist everywhere. In New Hampshire, we're 98% white. The only police brutality that ever happens here is white on white. Yet the Black Lives Matter protests are here. Really? There's maybe one or two black people in the whole protest.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny.
They don't care about the white people getting brutalized, though. Screw them.
When I used to talk about the brutalization of this stuff, if you would, the racism that went on in my little Italian neighborhood, because when the Boston cops came in there to arrest people, for some odd reason, when they came into my neighborhood, they only arrested Italian people. I didn't understand.
Yeah, because they were all Irish. The cops were all Irish, and they were arresting all the Italians.
There you go. See that? That's
yeah,
get it.
I know how it works.
You get it, right?
But no, sorry, Joe. No.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You don't understand. Today, I was not only called a cracker today.
Wow, really?
I was also.
I've heard that for a long time. I didn't even know they still use that word. Do they still use that word?
I mean.
Wow.
Yeah, she was an Antifa person. And she said something about Manchester police in my, in New Hampshire. And I'm like, you know what? Take a seat, commie. And I won't say the other word, but it begins with a B.
Thank you.
Yeah. I said, New Hampshire is most, what I just said about being mostly white and the police brutality only happens to, it's white on white. And that's what she called me a cracker.
Well, yeah.
Some of the most racist people I've seen come from that side.
Well, Corey Duncan and a few others used to always say to me, and Sonia Schmidt's coming on the show later on, they always said the same thing to me. They tell me, listen, black people are pretty racist too. But
hugely, some of them. Just like everybody.
Yes. There's,
me, when I say everybody, I mean it goes across everything. It's in people. It's bred into people. We aren't born that way. But people from all walks of life, from all skin colors, from all everywhere can be racist. It's something they are taught.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. When I look at that and I look at what's going on there, I say the same thing. Look, nobody is born. I mean, this guy going through his life being a cop for whatever reason just got more power hungry and more nasty as the years went on. Amy, Klobuchar had the opportunity to bring him up on charges several times. She never did. But you won't hear about that, right? Not at all.
Of course you won't. Well, oh, no, that'll be a blip somewhere.
Yeah.
That'll be a blip somewhere. They won't ever talk about the fact that that's a Democrat-run city. No one's done anything about the obvious corruption in that city.
All of them are Democrat-run. Think about it.
I know, and they all are corrupt. That city specifically had a lot of issues as well. I believe that same precinct is where the black cop killed that white woman who was just running to his inner jammies, running to the vehicle for help. So that there's been a lot of issues in Minneapolis in that area. But then again, look at Baltimore. Remember the riots a couple years back? Black run and Democrat.
Yeah.
Complete cesspool when it comes to all that kind of corruption.
It's the
white man's fault. It's the white man's fault.
They have a commonality. All of them say the same thing. You listen to them and listen to them talk. They're trying to blow off steam. We need to let them burn things down. You know, that's what insurance companies are for. It's like, are you people serious? Do you really believe? Listen to what you're saying. Do you really believe what you're saying?
So what they don't seem to grasp, or they just don't care, is that a lot of these cities that experience these kind of riots, not only is the city destroyed for the people who live there, especially in the black community, they can't just pick up and leave because they have a lot of cash.
Right.
Some of them I'm sure can, but, you know, poor white or black people can't just pick up and leave and move wherever they want about the country. They destroy their community, and then it takes years to build it up if it ever recovers. They destroy jobs. They destroy places where people get their food and other necessities. Some of those places won't come back. Yeah. And the places that do are going to have to increase their prices because their insurance is going to skyrocket.
Well, I'm of the mindset, okay?
They're destroying communities.
Hello. I don't know if you're the same page as me, but I'm of the mindset that these black people you see are not... Actually, the majority of them are not from that neighborhood. We're going to go for a break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Joe Messina, Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump stepped out onto the White House lawn just as protesters were being pushed away from the perimeter of the White House. He said he believed in the peaceful protests around the country, but he also had every intention of stopping those who were committing crimes.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic
terror.
President Trump also said he's taking immediate action and threatening to deploy the military if states don't send in the National Guard to stop protesting.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans.
Keep yourself updated right here. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me and know you're tuned in. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening there, a lot going on. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with us, paying attention, being part of. Look, when you're on the website, there's a little button over there called Donate, right? These social media sites have been killing us when it comes to trying to get the message out. You know, as many of you know, we've been through three Facebook pages, three that they've pulled down. Twitter has canned about 45,000 of our followers, and there's no way to get a message out unless, you know, you help us get it out there. And it takes money to make the shows run. Anyhow, let me just bring her in. Always a pleasure to have her with us. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kind of kick off the week and discuss some of the issues of the day. It's been a pretty boring news weekend, hasn't it?
I wish it was.
So, listen, before the break, we were talking. I said, look, I do not believe in what I see, that the majority of the black people that you see smashing windows, beating people up with 2x4s and that kind of stuff, I'm just not buying that the majority of those people are from those neighborhoods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I'm not either, because I think a majority of people, if you live in a neighborhood, you know the people at the store because you're going to your local store. You know what I mean? I saw a horrific scene. Well, I've seen lots of them. These four or five black guys were trying to break into, apparently was a jewelry store, some kind of storefront. And this small, tiny little older woman was talking to them.
Yep.
And they were still trying to, you know, beat down the door, whatever. And then when they couldn't beat down with the 2x4s they had, they started beating on her. And then her husband came out and they started beating on him. Really?
What a bunch of cowards. I mean, these guys think they're so tough, right? They got masks on because they don't want to
see them. And they do it in mobs. It's not one-on-one ever. Yeah. It's not one-on-one ever.
Exactly.
They do it in mobs. Of course, this is... if anyone's out there is interested, you should read White Girl Bleed a Lot. This kind of mob mentality with them beating with youth black mobs beating people, anyone who's not black or straight, has been going on since 2013. It's been going on across the country, mostly in big cities, and nothing's being done about it. It's being completely ignored. The law enforcement does nothing. Politicians do nothing because, of course, it always happens in left-wing cities. But this has been going on since 2013. So the culmination of this is nothing new. It's just more people doing it all at once when it comes to situations like that.
Well, I know you're selling
looting,
diapers.
Going into stores and taking whatever you want, that's been going on, too.
Well, we've seen this.
No one does
anything. We saw this under Oblamo, and nobody said anything about it, right? I mean, seriously.
It started under Obama. Yeah. It started under Obama.
It got really worse because, under Obama. Yep.
It got really, really bad under Obama, and no one did anything. You know, from top down, they said, don't do it. Don't do anything about it. Let them do it.
Yeah.
And then you saw, was it California changed the law? You can steal anything up to $1,000 and nothing?
People don't know that. So in California now, it's a ticketable offense for stealing for under $1,000, right? So you don't give anything back. You don't do anything. You get a ticket for $1,000. And it's like, come on, you have to go to court and such a day. Oh, yeah, let me just write me a ticket. I'll be there as soon as I can get there. And so people are going to literally, physically with calculators in their hands, and they're calculating what they're stealing to make sure that they don't have to go to jail over it. This is asinine.
Right.
This is crazy, right?
But that started under the Obama administration, and it's just continued. And, of course, the Democrat-run governors and cities and states just go right along with it because the left's whole point is to just destroy this country. And if you don't think that's true, take a look at the news, kids.
Yeah, again.
These protests aren't risen up grassroots protests. The Minneapolis one was. The original Minneapolis protest, peaceful protest, was because people were upset, rightfully so. I do not blame them, especially in that corrupt city.
Isn't that
I
funny?
Don't blame them.
You're I think you're white, right? The picture I have of you shows you as white.
I don't know. I was called a cracker today, so I must be.
So I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know anybody, white, Hispanic, I mean non-black, I'll put it that way. I don't know anybody who said to me, or alluded to the fact that guy, he got what was coming to him. He should have just stopped moving around.
Not one person.
Not one person I know said that. Not one.
Nope.
Everybody I know, whether they're sending me emails or I know personally, has said the same thing. That cop should go to jail. That cop should be prosecuted for murder. What he did was wrong. I mean, the whole thing. And it's just amazing to me that when you look at this, You've got, these are supposed to be grassroots. Seattle, Portland, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Chicago, Cincinnati, Nashville, Dallas, Atlanta, New York City, Cleveland. I'd like to know the idiots that went after the White House. I mean, seriously, one moron thinks that they're gonna take bricks and stuff and go get through into the White House to get to the president.
People who are well-funded and organized.
Yeah.
You got to understand something, Joe. These just didn't pop up. Oh, let's go break stuff. Ooh, I almost said a bad word. Let's go destroy stuff. No, that's not how it happened.
Nope.
These people have been planning this, and they've been waiting. They've been waiting. If you ever read anything by Andy Ngo, I'm pretty sure you know who he is.
Yeah.
He's a journalist out of Seattle or Portland. I can't remember.
Yep.
I think it's Portland. He's been doing a ton of research on Antifa for a long time, and they are organized, well-funded, international, and there's cells all over the country. That's how, and they're paid. That's how they're able to instantly go somewhere and start destroying stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's simple.
No question.
This was planned. They don't care about George Floyd. They don't care about police brutality. They just needed an excuse because let's face it, Joe. Russia collusion didn't work. Impeachment didn't work.
Nothing has worked.
The overhype of the coronavirus was starting to get old. Their governors and their local elected officials, not Trump, and they were pissed at the CDC, and we were starting to reopen. Oh, funny thing. Some really bad, horrific thing happens. The entire country unites against that thing happening, which was the death of George Floyd.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, there's these big riots. No, this was planned, and it's intentional. The left hates this country. It's not even just about Trump. They hate this country.
I agree.
Democrats and the left hate this country so bad, they want to destroy it. And they will stop at nothing to do so. And I don't mean regular Democrat voters. Some of them are really good people. Some of them are my relatives. Some of them are really good people. They just aren't completely fully aware of what's really going on.
No.
But other people,
They're still
they're
screaming.
Intentionally
hey, they're
evil.
Still over
and then
there
some
screaming.
People are just morons.
Hey, they're still over there screaming, hands up, don't shoot, right? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'm brain dead here, but wasn't Eric Holder was black, right? Let me last I checked. And
yeah.
Now, so Eric Holder is the one that, you know, when it comes to some of these shooting cases, right, said, hey, look at, what was that, hands up, don't shoot. Who was that? What was that guy's name?
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown, right? So even with that, he said, look, it's not the way it went down. Eric Holder said that. It didn't go down that way. We're going to debunk that, okay? And what are they doing today? These moronis with low IQs are still running around with their hands in the air going, hands up, don't shoot. Right? They didn't get the memo or they don't believe the memo.
Because, well, and the press also doesn't, the media press they listen to that. Also they doesn't won't. Report on the truth.
No.
And it's a mute point after that. You know, I always like to wait for the full facts to come out before I say anything. Because a lot of times it will look, you know what I mean? A lot of times you see just parts of it, it looks really bad, and then, oh, crap, the truth comes out. So I try to step back and wait to see more facts come out. And most people don't do that. The media doesn't do that. Most people don't do that. They just jump on it, make decisions about what they saw, regardless of what really happened. I mean, that's a phenomena in crime scenes. You see something, and then that's what's in your head. That's not going to change. That's not going to change. But these people just want to destroy this country, and they will stop at nothing to destroy it. They're being paid to stop at nothing to destroy it.
I agree.
They're killing people.
Oh, I agree.
They're hurting people.
There was no way this thing rolled out, like you said. There's no way this thing rolled out as fast as it did, as clean as it did. There are pallets of bricks. I mean, we've seen pictures. We've seen proof. There's been pallets of bricks that were delivered. They weren't delivered 10 minutes before everything started. They've been delivered. They've been sitting there for a couple of days. What's that all about? We'll talk more about that inside the break. Show me see your host, Justin Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Truth. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Do you think he asked for permission first before he kissed her? In this politically correct world, I'm just asking. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, let me just bring her back in because I'm just having a field day with this. You know, we're talking about the riots, not the protests. Now, there are some protesters out there. There are some groups that are protesting properly the way you should to get your point across, but that's not what we're seeing. The majority of what we're seeing is nothing but destruction, more destruction, people being beat in the streets. And listen, you know what? The loss of George Floyd's life, terrible, disgusting, right? Let's just be clear. But to beat up an old Asian woman who could barely walk with a 2x4, the guy with the 2x4 in his hand, nothing but a coward. A piece of scum coward. Okay?
Yeah. And I mean, seriously. He'll probably never go to prison for it. He'll probably never even be
caught. Not in most cities, no.
There was three or four of them on this little tiny woman. Really?
Yeah.
They cowards. Are. They're cowards. They have cowards. No respect for themselves, never mind anyone else. Yeah. And unfortunately, this is how they are brought up and taught to behave.
Yeah. You're exactly
and they're
right.
Taught it's okay.
Well, there was a black guy that was screaming because they stole everything in his store. They burned it down. They smashed it. And he's yelling. He said, The parents are here telling the kids to go in and do this. They're teaching these kids are all right. This is not okay. Matter of fact, I got a bunch of videos I was going to play, and I may not, of black business owners, black store owners saying, hey, look, this ain't right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say that there's multiple stories like that, but one of them that's heartbreaking is, and you probably saw the video, an older black woman, all upset, crying in Minneapolis after the first night. She's like, they destroyed all the stores I go to.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they,
yeah.
They, yep. There's no transportation right now. I can't even get to anywhere I need to go, and where if I need to go anywhere, it's all closed anyway.
Yep.
These people can't get food. School kids can't get their school lunches. You know, the ones that have free lunch that have been getting delivered. All that had to stop in all these neighborhoods where poor kids on lunch programs live. So now these kids, their parents can't get food because these dirt bags destroyed the grocery stores. But now the kids can't get food either because they can't. That program is shut down for right now because God only knows what, if anything's available to make it happen. There's some volunteers trying to make it happen, but they destroyed everything.
It's unreal.
And they didn't care. Their own neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, Pittsburgh police are actually looking for George Soros right now. They've got a all-points bulletin out for the man accused of inciting the riots there during the George Floyd protests, you know? I've got my Soros people. But seriously, this is the stuff that he does do. This is the stuff he's been caught funding from behind before. And there's plenty of videos out there that are showing people being paid to do this, being paid to riot in the streets. So, you know, don't give me the stuff that this is grassroots. Because if this was grassroots, it would have unfolded differently. It would not have unfolded in a matter of moments. Not everybody would have bricks in their backpack. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Right. Oh, no. They're not bricks in the backpacks. Have you seen all the videos with piles of bricks in different cities?
I have seen the pallets, yeah. I've seen the pallets all over the place.
Yeah.
Dropped off everywhere, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I know I saw police. There was an area set up, and it, what did it have? It had milk. So if you got pepper sprayed, you know, you use milk. It had waters, and it had something, but it was all set up nice and neat around a tree, and the cops were destroying it and taking what certain stuff. I forget what the other stuff was. But
oh,
yeah.
Hey, I don't. You know what? I would have upped the amount of pepper spray I was spraying everybody with, right?
Yeah.
That's just me. I don't know what to say. Anyhow, no, seriously. This is getting out of control. This is getting, now you said in
New Hampshire. It's already out of control. It's not getting out of control. It's out of control.
Now, when I say it's getting out of control, I mean, it's getting to the point where they're going to force the president's hand. I don't think they should. I don't think he should. But they're going to force the president's hand to get involved in these cities. I think that when it comes to places like, whether it was Minneapolis or whether it was Baltimore, whether no matter where it is, when it's totally run by Democrats who decided they don't want, you know, what was the mayor of Chicago said, F Trump, okay? And, well, good, you're doing such a great job. You only had 20-some-odd people killed there this weekend. Good work there. You're getting it under control. Let them kill themselves. Let them implode on themselves. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not going to happen. They'll blame Trump.
What's not going to? Well, they're going to blame Trump, but none of that's going to stick. Because when you look at what's going on in Chicago, between the riots and between what's already happening on the weekends, they can't blame any. They can't blame down a Republican. Let them go for it, but they can't blame it on them. You know?
They will.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They blame Trump for everything.
Yeah, well, it's like everything else.
See, you know what's really, this is the worst part about this whole thing. Forget Trump. Take Trump out of the picture, right?
Right.
Everyone in this country was united against what happened to George Floyd. Everyone. And what does the left do? They destroy it. So no one even thinks about what happened to George Floyd anymore, or reforming the system, or whatever. No one's even talking about that because everyone's too angry at what these scumbag leftists are doing.
Yeah.
And everybody's angry that the governors and mayors aren't doing a damn thing about it.
That's true. No, that's true.
I've seen business owners with guns.
Yeah.
Out.
I thought that
get
was great,
out.
Though. If you want to,
I think it's
if
awesome.
If you want to make the case for the Second Amendment, this is the case. You want to make a case for, what is it, an AK-15 or whatever it's called? This is a case for it, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh. there's going to be no talk about gun control. Somebody, a bunch of people have been saying that, nope, gun control, dead. You killed it, lefties. Because this makes the actual case for why you need a magazine with 30-plus rounds.
Oh, yeah.
This makes the case right here.
Exactly.
The woman that was attacked by five different men, all the attacks on people was by multiple other people. Oh, yeah. And this makes the case.
Yeah.
And but you bet your bippy I'm going to bring this up when I'm testifying against gun control in New Hampshire State House. Oh, you bet I am.
Oh, these people, like I said, these people are amazing. And especially when it comes to the ABC, DEFG news sources, right? I mean, they were screaming. This was like Baghdad Bob Day, right? Here, the reporter from ABC was standing there saying this is mostly a peaceful protest. And what was behind him? There was a building up in flames behind him.
Fire, yeah.
Right? And you're sitting there going, my God, how much did you have to drink?
That's okay. You know that idiot George Costanza, Brian Stetler?
Yes.
On CNN?
Yes.
He was telling, this woman posted a tweet that said they're burning down St. John's Cathedral. St. John's Church in Washington, D.C., which is it's a historical church.
Right.
It's on fire. And he's like, you're lying. Your tweet's going viral. And that's misinformation. You should delete it. So, of course, then we see the video that, oh, yes, it is on fire. So I tweeted to him. I said, hey, a-hole, here you go. And a bunch of other people beat the crap out of him for it. So he actually apologized to her.
Wow.
She's like, I've been waiting for an apology.
He has no choice in the matter, right? I mean, heck. Seriously. Anyway, the fires, the buildings falling apart, the pictures of the people with the sledgehammers. I mean, they were in Target smashing fixtures, smashing cash registers that were already empty and broke. It's like, what do you
They don't know how it works because they don't have a job. I saw the same thing.
It's just amazing. Let's just rip it apart because we can. One of the best videos I saw was the kid that was trying to set the church on fire and set himself on fire. I think that was it. Did you see that one?
Was that a church? That one was awesome. Instant karma. Darwin won that one.
All right, there you go. That's how it should work. That's right. If you believe in karma, there you go. Instant karma.
Years from now, people are going to say, how'd you get the burns on your body? Were you in a house fire? No, I was trying to torch a church, man. Yeah. That'll be a good one to tell your kids. Hopefully he never reproduces. But
I like how they're all blaming white people for all this, right? And I know I'm going to catch heat for this, but I don't care. I'm going to put it out there anyway.
I don't care either.
Yeah, no, because here's the deal. You see black folks beating black folks. You see black folks pounding and dragging black folks through the street. You see black folks burning down stores that are owned by black folks.
They're black-owned businesses.
As long as you guys keep pounding on each other, I'm not suggesting you go out and find a white neighborhood because that's not going to fix it either. But how do you blame white people when you guys start pounding on each other?
Well, personally, I want to raise my hand and blame white liberals, white Democrats, for a lot of the policies that have harmed the black community and really, really actually kept them down and hurt them for many, many years. Yes, I will blame white Democrats for that. It's unfortunate the black community doesn't see it. Hopefully we can have peace and quiet, and people will wake up to the reality that is what's really going on.
Listen, we got to go because I got to get the unicorn out of the barn, all right? Anyhow, tell people where to find you real quick.
I'm going to ride that unicorn. I'm going to go riding unicorns right now. Consider me by ND on Twitter.
All right. We'll be back next hour. Dr. B joins us to try to figure this whole thing out from a between-the-years scenario. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side.